Well, the big story for us and most people is a little bit less the election than what happens after the election. And whether or not we go over the fiscal cliff, it's causing a lot of concern around the country. And we saw that perhaps reflected in the durable goods orders today. Big gain in durable goods because Boeing sold more airplanes. But other than that, the report was pretty lousy. So what is Congress going to do? Kevin Brady is a Republican congressman from Texas who is vice chairman and the top Republican on the Joint Economic Committee. We want to talk to him about that and where we go from here. Kevin, thank you for joining us. And let me ask you this. Is a deal possible with the Democrats, or no matter who wins, are the two sides going to come out still so angry with each other that we see the same kind of thing we saw last summer when we got to the debt limit, debt level debate?
Yeah, Michael, Carol, thanks for having me. You know, I think we have to solve this fiscal cliff before January 1st. One, I think it's ridiculous that we're in this position that these issues haven't been dealt with before this. In the House, we passed measures to extend all the tax provisions and set a deadline next year for fundamental tax reform. We've also passed legislation to avoid the automatic spending cuts and replace it with cuts of a greater but different nature. And we don't mind if the Senate disagrees on our ideas, but at least act on them. So far they haven't. But the answer is yes. We've got to get this done. I think the fiscal cliff is already a drag on the economy, and certainly for an economy that's flying so low and slow these days, turbulence matters, and a fiscal cliff is real turbulence.
Congressman, forgive me, because I think many of our listeners at home are saying, well, Congressman, you're the one in charge of making sure that we don't go over the fiscal cliff. Well, so help me out here.
Well, as you know, the Constitution requires both the House and Senate to act on legislation, and if they differ, you get a chance to actually work it out, as we did with the payroll tax issue earlier this year. Unfortunately, that doesn't seem to be working. We can't seem to get a response from the Senate on this. We're eager to get it done. I guess at this point, because we've sent our ideas to the Senate, perhaps that will make it during the lame duck. Maybe that will accelerate it. But I just think it's irresponsible to even talk about voluntarily walking off this fiscal cliff at the end of the year. It makes
no sense.
You guys
are in Washington, though. What kind of talk is going on behind closed doors to move this process along?
Well, one, because we've already acted, we know we've moved that as well. But secondly, I know our staff in the Ways and Means Committee and in House leadership has already a number of proposals, are eager to sit down and resolve these issues. But we want to do it in a way that's both fiscally responsible and doesn't damage the economy with higher taxes.
Well, let me ask you this. Bottom line, will Republicans in the House vote for any package that has any kind of tax increase?
No, I don't believe so.
Does that mean then we go over the fiscal cliff? Because nobody in America except House Republicans seems to believe that you can do this without taxes. You had 80 CEOs today of America's biggest companies saying it's okay.
Well, actually, they didn't. If you read the letter, in fact, while it's being presented as tax increases, what they said in the letter is exactly what we've said. They've called for comprehensive pro-growth tax reform, which raises tax revenues. And Republicans agree with that. We think a stronger economy with the revenues that come from it are the key, along with spending discipline, to balancing this budget. In fact, as I read the full letter and not how it was presented.
Wait, though. You know, if you look at some of the coverage, the CEO of Aetna, Mark Bertolini, he said there is no possible way you can do the arithmetic a million different ways to avoid raising taxes. You can't tax your way to fix this problem, and you can't cut entitlements enough to fix this problem. So forgive me. There are CEOs saying that, yeah, okay, I get it. We're going to have to raise taxes.
There may be individual CEOs saying that, and I've not
he
yet
signed,
seen...
But he signed the manifesto, so...
Well, but I'm actually reading it. I'm actually looking at the letter, and it doesn't say tax increases. It says tax reform that lowers rates, raises revenues, broadens the base.
Well, what's...
And I agree with that. In fact, Republicans, one of the keys... Your question is, will Republicans sign off on tax increases? The answer is no. Will we sign off on more tax revenues from a stronger economy or getting our energy sector fully back to work? The answer is yes, we think. We don't think you can sustain our government at 15% of GDP revenues as we are today. We believe it has to get up quickly to the 18-19% level historically it's been at, and we think a strong economy is a way to get to that. That seems to me to be a way that, not only gets us back into balance as a nation, but grows the economy. But I just think the worst thing we could do right now is raise taxes, especially on job creators or the professionals who will help dig us out of this economy.
Well, I think economists would agree with you about the now part, but over a period of time, if it comes down to it, what's more important? What wins, the no tax pledge or going over the cliff? If the Democrats won't agree, because you only got 2 months.
You know, I don't think that's the choice. I honestly don't believe that's the choice. In fact, I think that's a false one because it ignores the economic impact of what we do. What we have to be careful about is any measures to raise taxes, which is the NFIB, Ernst and Young study shows, could cost us 700,000 jobs in America. I think the trick is to find that balance between spending discipline, obviously we feel strong about that as Republicans, and economic growth, which generates more revenue. That's the true balanced approach.
Congressman, I know you're a busy man. You've got your own campaign to worry about, and we don't have a lot of time. So we would like to invite you back because we had to hit the political points here. There's certainly going to be a lot of fine points to discuss about how all this gets
done.
And
I'd love to come back to talk about the Fed, the role they have in the economy, and how we might find a better role.
Great. If you could do that, we'll have our wonderful producer, Allie, get in touch with you, and we'll have you back again soon. Thank you for joining us.